Pebble Limited Partnership, the company trying to build a mine at the headwaters of Bristol Bay, is celebrating an announcement today from the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA has thrown out an Obama administration proposal that was called a preemptive veto of the mine. Bristol Bay fishermen and other Pebble opponents are taking it hard, but this is not a final yes or no on the mine. Here to explain it is Liz Ruskin, Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent. Hi, Liz.
Hey, Casey.
Liz, it's a confusing process because just a few weeks ago, the EPA had some harsh criticism of Pebble that had mine opponents cheering, right?
Right. And there's two ways to look at this. One is that this is bad for mine opponents, and the other is that this is really bad for mine opponents.
Tell me about the mildly bad or mildly good if you're Pebble and want the mine built.
So for that, let's look at what EPA actually said today, and that is that they're withdrawing their proposal for a preemptive veto. That's the Obama administration procedure, and it was called preemptive because the EPA started down that path before Pebble actually applied for permits. The EPA says that procedure is now outdated because Pebble has applied for permits. And as you mentioned, Casey, as part of the review of those permits, the EPA did find fault with the environmental impact studies that the Corps of Engineers did. The EPA says the studies may be understating the harm that the mine would pose. And the important thing to remember is that even though the EPA is throwing out the so-called preemptive veto, the agency would still have the ability to veto the permits later in the process. And that's why I'm calling this only mildly bad for Bristol Bay fishermen and others who are trying to stop the mine.
But mine opponents are not seeing this just as a procedural decision, just a switch of administrative paths.
No. And as some of them have described this to me, it could be a fight within the EPA between Region 10 and headquarters. The head of Region 10 is Chris Laddick, an Alaskan with roots in Dillingham. So there's this theory among mine opponents that Region 10 wants to oppose the mine, but EPA headquarters wants to help the mine. So under this theory, Chris Laddick is losing ground to his bosses in Washington.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, to say what's next, I have to go back and say what happened. But remember earlier this month, EPA, and it was Region 10, issued a letter saying the proposal may have substantial impact on Bristol Bay. So the next step, if EPA wants to pursue its objection and ultimately veto the permit, the next step would be a letter saying the project will have substantial impacts. That letter was due Friday, and EPA headquarters asked for an extension. The Corps of Engineers said, sure, let us know in 3 months. So that's what we are waiting for next.
Okay, Liz, thanks for that latest update on Pebble.
Sure, Casey, no problem.
That was Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin.